Harry Kazianis is here. Harry, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
There were a lot of hours spent yesterday in Washington with the intelligence briefing. There seemed to be one concurring theme, and that was that, yes, the Russians did meddle in the 2016 elections. And it seems like almost everybody believes that.
Yeah, I think the evidence is pretty much overwhelming at this point. I think we can all argue, you know, how much the Russians meddled, what effect it had, how it changed voter perceptions. But it's pretty clear the Russians were trying to manipulate, you know, our elections. And, you know, this is something we're going to be dealing with probably for, you know, as long as we have the internet and all this great modern technology. You know, voting machines, all the polls, everything's also interconnected in our world these days. So countries are going to have lots of different vectors to come in and try to manipulate our data and our public opinion. So get ready. This is the norm now.
Harry, it seems as if, while all the eyes of the world are upon South Korea for the Olympics, that North Korea is playing nice. They sent the big sister there to the games. Everybody's smiling. It seems as if maybe North Korea is playing nice for now.
For now, but I will make a wager with you and the listeners out there over for a Hershey bar or something like that.
Perfect.
But here's the thing. The North Koreans aren't – there's a couple of things they're not going to do. They're not going to stop testing missiles, and they're not going to trade away their nuclear weapons. They've said this, and they've even said this when they went past the demilitarized zone a couple weeks back and negotiated with the South Koreans to get into these games. So they've been very clear. So, you know, look, we had some great photo ops. We had some fun on social media where Kim Jong-un's sister is giving Mike Pence dirty looks. You know, it's all been very interesting. We've had cheerleaders doing some weird cheers and whatnot. But look, come springtime, the North Koreans, in order to keep talking, are going to make some demands. They're going to want sanctions removed. They're going to want U.S.-South Korea joint exercises to end. We're not going to do those things. When the North Koreans realize that, which they may have already have, they're going to start testing missiles again, and we're just going to go back to the brink, unfortunately.
All right. Back to the briefing yesterday, Harry. It was, of course, you know, you were alluding to the fact that there are many ways certainly in an electronic age to meddle in the American elections. And, you know, the reason that a lot of people have alluded to why we don't have people vote online is precisely because we don't want those votes tampered with. It sounds like, number one, they already are being tampered with in some fashion. And what do we have to look for, and how can we avoid this in the 2018 elections?
Well, I think there nearly needs to be a whole-of-government approach where the Trump administration gets together with all the big states, local counties. Really, everybody gets together, and we figure out a national strategy to make sure that cyber actors, not just big countries like Russia or China, but even smaller groups like ISIS or terrorists or non-state actors, can't just manipulate our voting results, but stop an election. I mean, imagine a national crisis where two or three states can't vote and the election's close in a presidential election.
Wow.
That would be a nightmare scenario. And I can guarantee you countries are thinking these things through to disrupt our democracy. So I think that's really where we need to start putting and thinking about these things, because countries are just going to get a lot more creative. And, you know, we have all this modern technology. I mean, look, we all work with iPhones and computers. They break down all the time. This can happen on a much bigger national scale.
I can't say I watched all of the proceedings yesterday, but I did see this quote from Marco Rubio on China. I'm not sure in the 240-some-year history of this nation we've ever faced a competitor or potential adversary of the scale, scope, and capacity. He seemed to say that China is coming on strong.
They're coming on strong. I mean, I don't know if I'd go as far as Marco Rubio saying that they're like the ultra super competitor or whatever, but I think that would have been the Soviet Union back in the 1960s and 70s. But look, China is a global competitor, not just in terms of military capabilities, which they're developing very, very rapidly, but in terms of economic prowess, building brands, competing with our brands, but also stealing our technology. Now, this isn't something well known, but the Chinese have hacked into government computers, defense contractors. They've stolen the plans for the F-22, the F-35, our missile defense platforms. So they are a competitor across all domains, across all spectrums. So, you know, maybe Marco Rubio was hyping it up a little bit, but there is a big kernel of truth there.
Well, it is going to be an ongoing story, obviously, especially as we roll into the latter part or the middle part of 2018. We'll see what happens. Harry, thanks for shedding some light on this for us. We appreciate that.
Thanks for having me.